אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, I'm Professor Michael Wallach from the University of Technology, Sydney. I'm a professor in the area of infectious diseases and development of vaccines. I'm also an adjunct professor at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology in Haifa, Israel.
Professor Wallach, you must be very busy now with the coronavirus. It's a whole big mystery for us. What can you tell us about this virus? I mean, I never heard of anything like that in my lifetime.
Yeah, so this virus is sort of related to many other coronaviruses that cause common colds, but also can cause severe diseases like SARS in our region and in the Middle East, what's called MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. It's a virus that is harbored by all animals and humans and normally does not cause such an effect as we're seeing now. It's made out of nucleic acid, which is RNA or DNA, which makes up everyone's chromosomes, and the RNA that it contains actually gives the message to the cell how to build the proteins that are needed to coat the nucleic acid and create proteins that enable the virus to attach and infect our lung cells, our airways.
So what's the difference between this virus and the ordinary flu virus?
So flu is a very, very different virus. It's not, the two aren't related, really. Flu is composed of segments of RNA that can be exchanged between flu viruses and change and mutate, and that's why flu is so difficult. We're hoping with this virus, once the vaccine is developed, it won't continue to haunt us year after year, but we're not sure of that right now. Our goal right now is to control the current pandemic, and then once we do so, decide about the strategy going forward.
How can we control this current pandemic?
Well, as everyone's probably seeing in the cover of the Sydney Morning Herald and maybe other media, we have to, what's called, flatten the curve. We have to avoid a situation like we're seeing in China and Italy, where there's a sudden, very large increase in numbers of patients, and numbers of patients needing to get into intensive care, which overwhelms the health system. The goal has to be right now is to have social distancing, start keeping people at home, allowing this wave to sort of pass through with the hope that it will be a mild wave like we've seen in countries like in Singapore and other places. So we're now standing right before the start of this so-called exponential increase in the curve. Now is the time for the government to act, which they're doing, albeit some feel it's too slow to reduce our contact with each other.
We are talking to Professor Michael Wallach, Professor of Infectious Diseases at UTS, University of Technology, Sydney, and also professor at the Technion Haifa, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Professor Wallach, what is the difference between this virus that is spreading so fast? How do we compare it to the SARS or to the Ebola?
So with SARS and Ebola, they had a very, very high mortality rate, but a relatively low transmission rate. That is, very, very terrible viruses for the individual to get, but they're not being transmitted easily, and that's why patients can be seen, taken out of the rest of people so that they don't come in contact, and those diseases were brought into control. I think what that caused is also a bit of a complacence, thinking when these things happen, we'll be able to contain it quickly. In some countries, we did not really take it seriously enough and act fast enough.
Is there any hope to contain the virus with vaccination at the moment?
Yes, there is hope. I myself, together with colleagues from around the world, through a program with Stanford Medical School called SPARC, are working collaboratively to get to a vaccine. I just had a meeting with all the representatives yesterday, and we're all working together with the hope that if any one of us gets to a vaccine quickly, that we help each other get it to people as quickly as possible.
So at what stage are we with finding a vaccine? So I believe you isolated the virus.
So I didn't, thanks for the credit, but the Doherty Institute of the University of Melbourne did, thank goodness, and they did that quickly. Working together with researchers at Doherty Institute, who, as I say, were the first to isolate the virus, and they've set up assay systems to enable us to tell if a vaccine has the potential of actually controlling the pandemic. I'm also collaborating with some of the leading researchers at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, who similarly have access to the virus and other things that we need to enable us to get to a vaccine, certainly well before the 18-month period that WHO originally declared it may take.
What is the treatment currently without a vaccine?
Well, the treatment currently is mainly dealing with the symptoms and doing whatever can be done to help those, certainly with breathing difficulty, to get the treatment they need. But there are existing drugs that are being tested and used, like antimalarials called chloroquine and its derivatives, as well as the retroviral drugs, the HIV, that may have some usefulness. But at this stage of the game, we're not yet getting the control we'd like. So new drugs, new vaccines, and new therapeutic approaches are being developed as rapidly as we can.
We are talking to Professor Michael Wallach, Professor of Infectious Diseases at UTS, University of Technology, Sydney, and Professor at the Technion Haifa. And you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Professor Michael Wallach, how can you explain the high mortality rate in Italy?
In Italy, the situation did get the better of them. One of the reasons is, and for all of us to learn from that, in the early phase, what I call the seeding phase, people may think, well, this isn't so bad, not understand that the early phase sets up the exponential phase. At the very start, when there are just a few cases, the risk of getting contaminated with the virus is extremely low. As time goes by and more people start to get infected, the likelihood increases. And at some point, when we reach a certain threshold, you see this huge exponential increase. Apart from that, from what I'm reading, and obviously I don't have firsthand knowledge in Italy, the medical health system was not prepared, and then this sharp peak overcame the ability of their system to deal with so many people coming in at the same time. And that's what we need to avoid.
What would be your advice to our individual listeners?
I would, at this stage, and I don't want to contradict government orders, which took the numbers down to 100, I would recommend now to speed things up, again, with respect for the government and whatever decision they make, but I would speed them up to start thinking we're going to be home for a lengthy period of time and thinking and getting ready mentally for what that means, without fear, without panic, without trying to buy kilos of rice and whatever everyone's buying. I went to the supermarket to get pasta, it was all gone. Just to realize that this is a part of nature. It's not an enemy force, it's nature. These viruses are out there all the time. We monitor them. And now we just have to face up to this together and work together to get through this so we minimize the number of unnecessary deaths.
Professor Michael Wallach, Professor of Infectious Diseases, thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.